Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 3rd February 2021. Top stories for today. Judge Muhammad Nazlan Muhammad Ghazali has granted a stay of execution for former Negeri Sembilan Menteri Besar Tan Sri Muhammad Isa Abdul Samad's fine and prison sentence after being found guilty and convicted of corruption earlier today. The Kuala Lumpur High Court sentenced the former Felda chairman to a total of 54 years in prison and a fine of 15.45 million ringgit in default 18 years jail. He was found guilty of 9 counts of corruption involving 3 million ringgit over the purchase of Merdeka Palace Hotel and Suites in Kuching, Sarawak. An investigation has been launched against ex-Attorney General Tan Sri Tommy Thomas over his memoir, My Story, Justice in the Wilderness, after the former Solicitor General, Dato Muhammad Hanafiah Zakaria, alleged criminal defamation in the book. Selangor Criminal Investigations Department Chief Senior Assistant Commissioner, Dato Fadzil Ahmad, confirmed that the authorities would be commencing investigations against Thomas over the contents of the latter's book. PKR's Nik Nazmi Nik Ahmad said the police investigation on opposition leader Dato Sri Anwar Ibrahim over a legal challenge against the emergency was undemocratic. The chief organizing secretary said Anwar was questioning the legitimacy of government's advice to the Yang di-Pertuan Agong and not the latter's right to make the proclamation. Meanwhile, on the international front, staff at 70 hospitals and medical departments in 30 towns across Myanmar stopped work today to protest against the coup that ousted elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The newly formed Myanmar Civil Disobedience Movement said the army had put its own interests above a vulnerable population facing hardships during the coronavirus pandemic, which has killed so far more than 3,100 people in Myanmar, one of the highest tolls in Southeast Asia. Meanwhile, results of a major UK study showed almost all those previously infected with COVID-19 have high levels of antibodies for at least 6 months that are likely to protect them from reinfections with the disease. Scientists said the study, which measured levels of previous COVID-19 infection in populations across Britain, as well as how long antibodies persisted in those infected, should provide some reassurance that swift cases of reinfection will be rare. The ongoing protests of the Indian farmers won global attention today, with prominent Western activists joining pop superstar Rihanna in support of months-long campaign against agriculture reforms, but India said the intervention was irresponsible. Tens of thousands of farmers have been camped out on the outskirts of New Delhi since late last year, braving the winter chill to opposite 3 new laws that say they will benefit big business at their expense. The government insists that reforms will help farmers and make their sector more efficient. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit srawani.com for more on these stories.